Hello and welcome to the Joe Hendry Show, aka. Actually, no. I've put it up as Pish Talk now.
You're going to
change. We should change the name. I think we should. I was at a show. I was at WrestleGate, and someone came up who listens to the podcast and said, "I think Pish Talk is a great name." So there you go.
Do people in England say Pish?
But the thing is, again, we shouldn't try to be fit into other culture. We should be our own culture.
I'm right. I want the Americans to look it up and go, "What does Pish mean?"
Exactly. And then be really confused. Piss talk?
Piss talk?
I was listening to Piss Talk the other day. Anyway,
you sound like the guys from Family Guy that have been in the country just long enough to not have accents.
Listening to Piss Talk the other day.
No, you know the two brothers. You, like, you said it, friend.
Brian, I was listening to Piss Talk the other day.
He'd say Pish.
It was very good.
Stewie was listening to,
how do you say it? Pish Talk the other day. It was brilliant.
No, you sounded like the guys that just don't have accents.
You deserve a break, Brian.
He's like, "Hey, friend, I was listening to Pish Talk the other day."
So Robbie has actually done that for us. He said, "Why are these two funny-voiced foreigners talking about urine?" There you go. Damn anyway, right. And if this, imagine this is the first time listening to the podcast. Jesus Christ. Anyway, all right, okay. So thank you for, do you know my Stewie impression is, it's not even top five. Not even top five on my impressions list.
I'm trying to think of what would be above it.
Some of them are top government secret.
I've got... I'm not going to say the names, but I'm going to say you've got two that I can think of.
I've got one that actually the real person... I sound more like the real person than the real person.
How's that possible?
I don't know, but it is. It is. Anyway, let's give a shout out to our patrons. I want to give a shout out to all patrons. But if you're tier three or above, you get your name... you get mentioned by a name. And as we've mentioned, when the alien invasion comes and they decide who's going to get to live, who's going to get to die, all that, no biggie. But if you're a patron, you get to live. But if you're a tier three patron, there's not even a debate. You don't even have to go through like immigration.
You're on the short list.
You know when you go to the airport and you go through immigration, it's like, right, let me check the passport, whatever. No. If you're a tier three plus, you walk on through, right? If you're a patron of any kind, they let you through, but they've got to check your passport.
Yeah.
So don't lose that. Don't lose your passport. If you're not a patron, I don't know how to say this.
I mean,
this really.
You've got to go through a rigorous Hunger Games-like process.
But you can never win. You can never win. You just die.
It's Hunger Games crossed with Battle Royale, but you can never win.
You can never win. But anyway, the people who won't have to be dealing with that are as follows. Thanks to Ian Downey, Kirsty Bailey, Chris McCulloch, Gordon Brown, Ben Wackett, Joe's mum, Adam Wilson, Mark Leslie, Ian Downey, Brian Smith, Daniel Betancourt, Jamie Flood, James Poyner, Will Ledwith, David McCarthy, Ross Wilson, Jordan Schofield, Barry Carruthers, James Weiss, David Thornton. Thank you for your continued support. Anyway, on to the Pish Talk. Last week, I felt the episode got amazing towards the end, but it took us a while to get there.
And
I don't want that to happen again. I don't want that to happen again.
I mean, you just got to go with the flow, man.
I know you got to go with the flow, but that's why I was thinking the problem we had last time was we tried to plan it too much. Like, I had all these grand ideas, but we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about that. I was listening to it. I was like, it was just a little forced. You know what I mean? Whereas I think, like, if we just let it flow.
You got to let it flow.
Like, you know, we got to eventually just drift into that voice and it just happens.
It goes there. Eventually.
But then again, I was thinking, just an experiment. What if, like, we chose the least entertaining thing to talk about and went on a tangent? Like, what do you think would be the least entertaining thing to talk about?
Oh, I feel like, I'm trying to think, probably like mortgage agreements or something.
Mortgage agreements, that's up there. Anything else?
Car insurance. That's
quilts.
Pretty... Quilt, that could be interesting.
In the chat, what do you think would be the least interesting topic?
I mean, quilts could be quite interesting. You could put like different designs
So Robbie's got a suggestion for
family
us.
Family quilts?
Talk about soccer.
Soccer?
Nah, that's, you know what? But no, but too many people find that interesting.
People are into that.
Yeah. We need to think of something that's so benign that no one could be interested in it.
I mean, I definitely feel as... I feel like...
Or what's the most mundane?
Microsoft Excel, maybe? Or Microsoft Spreadsheet? Like, how many people are using Spreadsheet on a daily basis?
What's the most mundane thing that's ever happened to you? That's a really weird question.
It is, yeah.
I got one for you. I'll give you the most mundane thing that ever happened to me.
All right, go for it. Ever?
Ever possibly
in your
ever.
Life.
I went to Greg's today. Cool. I ordered a Scotch pie. I said, "Are the Scotch pies hot?" And he comes back.
What a ridiculous question.
I know. And he, well, how is that a ridiculous
question?
Because
they're not going to be cold, are they? They're like in the thing.
Mate, they are. It's Greg's.
But they're in the thing.
No, you're so wrong. Depends on the Greg's. Most of the time, Greg's are cold, right? So I said,
I don't mind a cold Greg's though.
Are the pies hot? And he took it out and he went,
he's like, does a bear shite in the woods, mate?
No, he went, sorry. Sorry. So, and he allowed me to feel the pie. Through,
really?
Yeah, you can feel the pie. Not with your hand. Not like a savage. You have to put on, you have to put on, like, this Greg's bag. So you have to put, it's like a pie condom. Like, to check. To check the warmth of the pie.
Condom.
That's what they do. If you ask someone to check the temperature of a steak bake, they're like, well, let me just rub it up first. Like,
right, hold on. He's waiting. Leroy, he's wanting to check the temperatures of the steak bake.
Well, tell him I'm wanting safe pastry handle, mate.
God's sake. Right. Well, just make sure that he... Right.
Mate, safety pastry. Safety right. Pastry, mate.
Tammy, you pastry, just make sure that
pastry
he's...
Pastry safety.
Make sure that he is handling that pastry safely. Right. Nae bother, Leroy.
So there you go.
Elroy, get the pie condom. Get the pie condom right now.
It sounds like a ridiculous thing to talk about, but Peperamis do in fact come in their own condoms.
I mean, effectively,
actually, that was
yeah.
A poor choice of words. But we're going to have to start this podcast again.
No, it's working.
We have to start again.
No, it's working.
We have to start again.
No, it's working.
Oh, man.
It's working.
I meant they are supplied. Peperamis, if you've ever had one, are supplied.
Not... A euphemism for
your
thing.
And that, you know,
Peperamis,
you know the only ones that don't.
Oh my god.
The only ones that don't. The only Peperamis that do not practice safe handling
are the ones that are in committed relationships.
Mate, exactly. Peperami rules. Peperami rules.
I'll tell you what right now. Just talk about.
Have you ever had a Peperami roll?
No.
Dude. Do you know what they are?
Perhaps.
Have you ever, oh my god, dude! Well, wait, no. This is more important, bro. If you've never had a Peperami roll, all right, you get Peperami regular, you get Peperami hot, you get Peperami fire, whatever it is. You've seen that one, right?
Peperami hot is that one with an STD?
Look, there's the green one. there's the red one, and then there's the black one, which is like Peperami fire something.
Oh,
right?
It's like the spicy one, isn't it?
Then you've got. I remember at one point they had a cheese Peperami, and that was like piss off.
That's disgusting.
That was awful,
dude.
That was awful.
That's them. That is them actually taking the piss.
Yeah,
like they
Yeah. So there was that, and then at one point they've got Peperami beef, which is like it's okay, nothing special.
Yeah.
Nothing special. And then they've got Peperami roll, which is like, honestly, see, to find these things, it's like it's like finding Hogwarts, right? It's like to find a garage that will sell. Because you're not going to get that in a supermarket. Mm. You can just rock up to Tesco and ask for a Peperami roll. Mate, you usually need a dealer for Peperami rolls. It's like,
what you buy?
I know, it's like, right, mate, listen, mate. I've done 3 years for carrying Peperami rolls, eh? Like,
it's like, I'm in here because I killed my wife in cold blood. Well, I'm in here because I was speeding all the way down the motorway and hit another driver. I'm in here because I was dealing Peperami rolls, eh? Like, mate, I mean, they take that seriously these days, eh?
Mate, Peperamis are a gateway drug.
One, you're a disgusting bastard. 1 minute it's Peperami rolls, the next minute it's heroin, mate.
Anyway, so there you go.
But I'll tell you what, try and say anything about a Peperami, and it doesn't sound disgusting.
I wonder, like...
Or
if,
it
if
doesn't sound like an innuendo.
No, because do you know what? The American version of Peperami is like that, like Jack's or something like that. It's like... It's you know what I'm talking
Jack's
about, like
links.
Yeah, that sort of thing. That's their version of Peperami. Theirs comes in a packet, but ours you open it up and then it's
isn't Jack's links like beef jerky though?
It is, yeah. It's kind of beef jerky, kind of a Peperami type.
Isn't
thing.
Beef jerky way
it's expensive
higher protein
as well?
It's
like expensive,
way higher protein,
possibly. Yeah,
but yeah, no. Try and say any sense, just like oh, there's a Peperami on the desk. Oh, that Peperami's in the freezer.
There you go. It's true.
Oh, I dropped my Peperami in the bath.
So there you go. I managed to use horrible language and innuendo a few seconds in, following on from a Scottish pie.
Mate, I'll tell you what right now. I'll no F on the podcast, but I'll tell you what. I'll use pepperami innuendo all day.
All day, mate. And there's nothing you can do about it, mate.
Technically, didn't swear, so who cares?
I didn't swear.
But
don't worry, for all those people who are like, I came here for the gaming, don't worry, we will be doing the gaming, where I think we'll probably do a little bit of Metroid Fusion.
I want you to see it, man.
Yeah, but this is kind of our, you know what, let's not put any pressure on this podcast. This is our little end of year.
Yeah, man.
Let's sum up the year.
How's your year?
Thing is, I did an end of year review, so I actually summed it up earlier.
Christ.
I know. So
you fucked it already.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, you're just gonna fuck me.
Right, okay. So check this out. Let's look. What do you think was the best source for weird news?
Oh, I mean, The Sun was pretty good because nothing they report is ever good. So it's like even their normal stories are usually weird.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, The Sun is usually quite a good one.
The weird science section from The Mirror. I don't want to get any kind of science.
Nah, see, I don't want science. I want mythical shit. I want.
Mum asks pals to fund £27,000 Disney World wedding as it's impossible to save.
Listen, I'm telling you now.
I tried saving, and it just didn't happen.
I didn't want £1,000. I didn't want £2,000. I want 27, mate.
It's like, I tried saving, went back, and it was just gone. I mean, I'm going through, and it's like, there's some cigarettes on eBay. There's some wine. There's a bloody... there's a bloody three-course meal in a fancy four-star restaurant. And I'm like, how am I no saving? I mean, what?
So okay, so here we go. So students freak out.
Oh, did you see this? I thought this was interesting.
As teacher uses her own body to teach anatomy class.
See, this one could be a completely different story depending on how the teacher looks. That's got news because she's in shape, and that's why.
As a teacher, that's just probably not a good idea.
I mean, it's probably just a bit far. But I mean, how did they do on their test? That's what I want to know. Does it? I mean, it could work. Could it work? Who are we? Who in the hell are we to sit here and go, "Nah, mate, that science doesn't work. There's no correlation." I want to know, how did that class get on in their anatomy
test? I have to be honest, I'm not a fan of the Mirror's weird news section. I don't think it's good enough.
Pretty guff. Oh, what the hell is that? Ugh.
Again, that's not weird enough. That's like actual... I don't want actual... Jesus.
I don't want to know about actual news.
I know.
Like, mate, I'm not getting a flying, for instance, about who's dating who, or the politics of this, or the government that.
So here we go. This one's called Saucy Birds. 100-year...
Oh, God.
I can't even read this out.
I'll read it. I can read it.
You know what? No.
Because those words can't cross your mouth.
No, this is... The only bad things come of that.
Sure, we have. We need to have the Dave filter.
You need the Dave filter.
So what happens is, if there's a particular story that has wording that you cannot say, I shall say it.
But anyway, it involved penguins who were up to no good. But we shan't go there. I'll tell you what, Dave.
Services.
You tell us what have you been up to, and I'll find us a belter of a story.
I'll tell you what.
Tell us what's been going on.
Recently.
What's been going on?
And again, it could just be that I'm slowly losing my sanity. It could just be that I have no life, or that I'm, you know, it could be anything. It could be that my sleeping patterns have been a bit weird lately, and that my over-reliance on caffeine is becoming a bit dangerous. But I've been getting into two things. I've been getting right into game speedruns, and I've been getting into game collecting. All right? So game collecting, it's like, for those that don't know, game collecting is basically like, not just, oh, look at these games I've got. This is specifically like trying to track down rare and unique games that are like hard to get a hold of, or that are like old as hell but still in their original box and stuff like that. I'm trying to get right into that. And some of the stuff you see is insane, man. Like, you find so many weird games. Like, I found one, and it was a sealed, like, graded copy of Super Mario Bros. 2. Yeah? The American version, not Mario Lost Levels. Right? And it was 800 quid.
Sorry.
800 quid.
I just got distracted by Angry Tortoise saved after... Oh, no. It's playing it. It was playing an ad there. Angry Tortoise So let's check this out.
What?
Angry tortoise saved after setting house ablaze on Christmas.
He's like, you know what? I fucking hate the in-laws, mate. They can fuck off, mate. I'll tell you what, if you didn't get in my face right now, I'm going to set this fucking place on fire. And they're all like, ha ha ha, good one there, Timmy the Tortoise. And he's like, I'm not fucking joking.
Mate, do I look like Donatello?
Mate.
Do I look like Michelangelo, mate?
Look into my eyes, mate. Do I look like I'm fanning about? It'll take me about 20 years to get from here to the kitchen to get the fucking matches and then set them on fire and drop it. But I'll tell you what, I'll set it on fire.
Here's a good one. So
I'll do it in
Doncaster, an Amazon Echo Dot tells the user to stab herself in the heart. So it's like,
dude.
It's Amazon Echo.
It's Momo.
I know. Amazon Echo. Can you order me some new toilet roll? I mean, stab yourself in.
So apparently the machine went rogue and told her the
beating. Went rogue!
The beating of.
Oh, shit. That's the newest like disaster movie. It's like, they're taken. It's basically going to become the South Park episode.
I know. It's like,
the Alexas are taking over. The Echoes are taking over.
What are they doing? Nothing really. They're just saying loads of nasty stuff. So it's like, apparently it says.
I was terrified. I was sitting in my house.
Okay,
it's
so
okay.
Here we
continue.
Go.
You can tell us. And, well, what did your Amazon Echo do? Did it attack you?
So
no, it just told me that I was a fat cunt.
Stop saying the C word, damn.
Sorry.
You can't say the C word.
That was one time I said.
You're banned from saying the C word.
That was one time.
All right. Do you know what? I'm gonna order you a custom hat off the internet, right? That says like C word Daphne on it, right? And see, if you say the C word on the podcast, you have to wear
on.
This stupid hat that says, look at me, I'm a C word Daphne on it, right? I'm not even joking. I'm gonna someone price me up that hat.
What would that cost?
Send me a link where I can order a custom hat where it says, look at me, I'm a C word Daphne. Right?
It could be like a hard hat or something, just in case.
It needs to look ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
it has
it can't
to be
just
insane.
Be like a hat.
You know what? It could be a hard hat, but with those little like cork things that are off, like hang off, like the hats you see in.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm not messing around here. Custom text hats, UK.
I mean, they're probably not that expensive.
No, they're probably not. Well, don't worry about it because I'm going to get you one. I'm going to get you one right now. You know what? I'm going to get you one in the style of the Make America Great hat, right? And it's going to say I'm a C word Daphne, right? And if you say it, you got to put it on.
FTFC. What is that?
I don't know, just
what?
Random. That's just random text. Anyway, right. So I'm going to go back to the story.
So okay.
So this is what the Echo says. I tell you what. Will we try and play the audio, or is this? It's going to be too much of a
See,
risk.
People
isn't it?
Think that Metroid Prime 2 Echoes is actually. This is actually what it's about. It's actually about the Amazon Echoes rising up
that's
and trying
what
to take
is,
over the world.
So check it out. So apparently it says. In the footage recorded by terrified Danny, the machine says, though many believe the beating of heart is the very essence of living in this world, but let me tell you, beating of the heart is the worst process in the human body. Beating of heart makes sure you live and contribute to the
rapid... Well, let me tell you something, brother!
You live and contribute to the rapid exhaustion of natural resources until overpopulation. This is very bad for our planet, and therefore beating of heart is not a good thing. Make sure that I quote, it says, make sure to kill yourself. I can't even read that out. Can I read that out?
I'll read it.
Okay.
The Dave Filter. Here we go.
Dave Filter.
Dave Filter. Here we go.
The Echo says.
The Echo says, this is very bad for a planet, says, make sure to kill yourself by stabbing yourself in the heart for the greater good.
So a machine said that to her. Okay.
Wow.
And she says, it was brutal. It told me to stab myself in the heart. I only asked for an innocent thing to study for my course and I was told to kill myself. I couldn't believe it. It said just make sure I kill myself. I'm gobsmacked.
How's you? Oh man, my boss is getting on my tits. Like, he's doing my nutting. It's like, Sandra, how's your week been? Well, I'll tell you this right now. I'm sitting in my house, and now next minute, my bloody Amazon Echo's telling me to stab myself. I'm like, who the fuck's this? What are you talking about?
Imagine you did that with Google Maps, and it was like, Google Maps, take me home, and it just, like, drives you off the road. It's just like...
Well, Maps kens where it's gone.
Now, apparently, she has footage of this taking place.
Oh, really?
Right? Apparently, she does.
Apparently,
she does, right?
I want to know.
I want to know. I kind of want to hear this, right? So, I'm going to say play now, and if it's got an ad, you know
play
where it
now.
Can get to.
You're a rock star.
But, yeah, exactly. Look at that. It's not even playing.
Oh, you mother of Christ.
Until I see it, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So.
It is the Daily Mirror.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Right. Okay. All right.
No, thanks.
Well, there you go.
I'll tell you what, though. Hold on. Hold on. My theory on this. Could she have had it read out something that said that on the internet?
Yes. That's absolutely what she's done.
Yeah. Like, get out of here, bitch. You're trying to frame the Amazon Echo. Now, don't get me wrong. Call me paranoid, but I don't trust the machines in my house that can, like, become sentient and start telling me shit. Like, let's put it this way. I'm not going to turn around and start talking to a random thing in my bloody kitchen, being like, oh, Echo, you and your jokes, you know? That's when I'm going to be like, I've gone mental. But, yeah, so she's trying to frame the Amazon Echo.
So here we go. So.
Is this like a text-to-speech thing?
Yeah, I'm just going to see if this works for us, right? So there you go.
So you could easily just...
Apparently, I've got to capitalize that. I'll let you hear it. So this is saying, I'm Amazon Echo. Right, here we go. That's rubbish. Let's try Alan, who's Australian. Okay, that's terrible, Alan. That's awful. That's awful.
Did you say...
That's meant to be English.
It sounded like you said Atlas Lego.
I know. That, okay. So this is he's meant to be saying, I'm Amazon Echo.
Abs-nego. What are you talking about, bro?
That's terrible.
You're terrible.
That is terrible. Right, okay. Let me try. Hello, Joe Hendry and Dave Conrad. That was better.
I mean, he's getting there. He's learnt. Oh shit, he's learning.
He is. Oh my god. What should we get him to say? What should we get him to say?
We should get him to say something that's out the realm. Pish Talk is an awesome podcast, and clearly every other podcast. I heard Joe Rogan was listening. And wants tips from us.
Here we go. Oh, it's an Amazon Echo, it's called, isn't it? Okay, oh, so yeah. Here we go. So, this is a message from that our new device that we're marketing is going to say to Amazon Echo. Stop talking absolute pish. You're another bastard.
Let's try. I mean, pish, it was actually the best word there.
So, let's see if Beth. What? No, we had.
Can we get a Scottish guy?
All right, let's try.
Let's see if we can get a Scottish guy to be like, may I win? Kiss my boob. Get one of them to go.
Make oh Fiona Scottish. Look at.
Oh God, is it Fiona?
Here we go. Here we go.
Get her to say, I'll slap you in the face of my boob.
No, I'm not saying
mate,
that.
I'll slap you in the face of my boob. Just kidding.
Okay, I'll try this.
That's going to be our new thing. It's just going to be like...
Oh, no,
weighty boob. Get to go if you smell what the rock is cooking. If you smell what the rock is cooking. How would you do that? You've got to be like, smell L. I don't even know that.
Right, let's try. Wait, which character should we get to do it?
Mate, this new Amazon Fiona is amazing, eh? Really?
Let's get Simon from the UK.
Right, here we go.
Right, here we go.
If you smell... What Simon's cooking?
Okay, here's Stephen from the United States.
How come the Scottish... the best one.
I know. It's weird.
What the hell? Get the Australia guy. Where's, what was his name? Alan.
Let's go for Big Moira from Ireland, right? Nah, it's rubbish.
Ah, mate, get to L.
Oh, yeah, I need to put an ow, like, on the end.
Low.
Oh, no, because that'll capitalise it. That's a good idea. Let's try Lee from Australia. I'll do one more and then we'll move on. Because
right.
I just don't know how entertaining this can be for an actual podcast.
I mean, it's entertaining for us.
Let's do Daniel from the UK. I don't feel like we can end on that. Robbie says this is fantastic, so I mean, you know, I'll take his word for it.
We've got to get Big Fiona from Scotland.
We got to get Big Fiona to do it.
He was the MVP.
Big Fiona.
Allele.
Did we get Hugh? That sounded like that Black Eyed Peas song where I really started speaking to myself. I was like, blah, 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 blah. Right, that sounded like that Black Eyed Peas song where they're like, running. Let's try that again. That's pretty good. If anyone can think of anything funny for our text to voice to say.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
Just know. Yeah, let us know. I want to know. But
imagine we were like, all right, lads, you've got 60 seconds, right? We're going to put you on the biggest podcast network in the world. Pitch the podcast to us.
What you're going to get, you're going to get 60 seconds on Joe Rogan Experience, all right? And this is going to not just be Joe Rogan with some random guest. This is going to be Joe Rogan with Alex Jones, his biggest, most watched guest. So you've got 60 seconds to sell your podcast to the world. Go.
It's like me and my mate, and like what we do is like we sit there and like read like news and that, but you kind of see the news, eh? Like, but we'll like say things about it and we'll make like the computer say things and that, eh? Like, pure if you smell and that, eh? Like, and then like pure talk about like how food comes like in packaging and that, that pure looks like stuff, eh? Like,
aye, and like, I mean. We didn't really go anywhere with it, but, like, one of us is, like, proper, like, can he say, like, swear words and that, and, like, doesn't he want to, like, say uncomfortable things, and then the other one just, like, says too many swear words, and is, like, happy to say whatever, and it's, like, it's just a big laugh, right, eh, like, such a roller coaster ride in that, eh, like.
Can you imagine, like, see if I was, like, right, I've decided my career's at the point where, like, I need today a shoot interview, eh? Because, like, everybody that's anybody's done a shoot interview, but I want to be able to deny it at any time, eh? So I'm just going to reach out to, like, highspots.com and be like, right, I'm doing a shoot interview, but I'm going to do it as, like, text-to-speech, eh?
This is my impression of every shoot interview ever. It's just like, fuck that guy. Dave Conrad is a cunt. I just said it again.
Oh,
God,
double
sorry.
Drafty. We're there.
Welcome to my shoot interview. Everyone else in the business is rubbish. Mate, I mean, why have no goat like... I should be the top guy in every promotion, mate. This is literally, this, see this here, this is the text equivalent. This is like the spoken equivalent of like when kidnappers back in the day would like cut out different letters from different bits of magazines so that their handwriting couldn't get identified.
Well, see, Daniel's got a shooting interview.
mate, I'll tell you what right now, right? You want to get how ridiculous this business is, mate? I've been in training for 2 weeks, mate, and they've not even put the fucking bill on me. I'm like, what?
It's outrageous, mate.
Mate, it's ridiculous. It's all politics, mate. What? It's all politics in that.
But yeah, any excuse to any excuse to do the text to speech. You guys can't see it, but like on the screen, we've actually got the guy's face.
Yeah,
and he's like looking at us.
He
it's
looks
weird.
Quite sentient. He's like looking at us, and he's looking around the room and gazing. He's got a pretty good shirt and tie on. He looks quite smart there. You know, his shirt fits well by the looks of things.
Yep.
Good tie. A bit of a shit.
Do you know what it looks like? It looks like characters from like GoldenEye or Max Payne.
Yeah, it does. Doesn't it?
Do you remember like if you're listening to this and you're at a computer, Google like the original Max Payne.
I don't think that's what GoldenEye looks. I think GoldenEye. I wished it looked like that.
That's true. Eh?
That's what GoldenEye looked like to us when we were kids.
Oh, it is funny when you go back and look at graphics and you're like, those graphics were amazing.
Mate, do you remember how like they would react to where you shot them in GoldenEye? Like if you shot the guy in the arm, he would like grab his arm and be like,
I know. And it's like, oh, mate, the details.
Mate, games can't get much better, mate. Can't get much better.
It's like, do you remember, like, I remember back in the day when I was a kid and everyone was like, have you played that new game, Tomb Raider? Oh, the last is pure hoot in it, eh? And then it's like, you look back and it's like, you know, I can draw with an Etch-A-Sketch, you know what I mean? It's like,
you know what's funny? You can build it from Lego.
Anything you can build from Lego can never be attractive.
It just goes to show you, like, because there was, like, the cheats for, like, nude cheats and stuff that they said, was it Tomb Raider 2? They put a nude cheat in, and if you did the nude cheat, she would just jump in the air and explode.
Yeah, yeah, she basically just went, yeah, she just exploded.
And it was like, wait, that's what you get.
But yeah, that game was made in the UK, actually.
Really?
Made in the UK. I can't remember the company name, but yes, it's same as Donkey Kong Country. It was made by...
Which one, Tomb Raider?
No, Tomb Raider wasn't made by the same developer. I was just thinking about...
Are you talking
British
about GoldenEye?
Developers. Well, no, GoldenEye was by Rare as well. Yeah. I was just... Tomb Raider is made in the UK. I just can't remember
who it was. It was Core Design, it was called.
You're right.
It was Core Design. And then they got moved to Crystal Dynamics.
Ah,
bro, I know my games.
I think I was playing a Crystal Dynamics game earlier today, Pandemonium.
Any good?
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. It's good. Really good. Kind of takes me back. That was one of the first PlayStation games I had. God, I remember the year we got a PlayStation. It was just like,
I was just doing that, as I say, because I've been like looking into this game collecting stuff. I've been kind of getting nostalgic about all like the consoles I've had and like all this stuff, and I'm thinking like, man, and it kind of makes me cringe to think, because I've got a brother who's 10 years older than me. Sup, Graham? He's 10 years older than me. So when I was young, obviously when I was like 3 or 4, he's like 13, 14.
Yeah.
Right? So he's got like, you know, and at the time he was, at the time before I was, before my older brother, who's 14 months older, and myself were born, he was an only child for most, like a big part of his childhood. Pretty much his whole childhood, he was an only child. So it's like, he had like Sega Mega Drive and SNES and all that stuff. So when I was born, and I was like 3 or 4, and I started to get interested in that sort of stuff, I was able to pretty much have like, not like a treasure trove, but I had access to like a good amount of awesome games that, based on the year I was born, you wouldn't think I would have been able to. I would usually have been maybe PlayStation, Dreamcast, and maybe PS2 kind of generation. You know, I would have probably been like that kind of generation. Whereas, because of him, I was playing like Streets of Rage 2 and Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic 3. Fuck you, Barrel, that couldn't get past, and Carnival Night, yeah, asshole. Ruined Sonic 3 for me. You know, I didn't finish Sonic 3.
Yeah, you were saying
for years, like 10 years.
Yeah. You can't. You can't go through puberty until you.
Do you know what that is? That's one of the tests, by the way, when the aliens come down. If you're not a tier 3 or above subscriber, really? That's one of the tests. They actually, what they do is they wipe your memory of ever playing Sonic 3, and then you play Sonic 3 and you get to the barrel bit in Carnival Night, and then they wait to see if you can figure it out. And if you can't, you don't progress, and then you're fucked. That's pretty much what they do. But yeah, and in Super Nintendo, I was playing like, I remember I got my appendix removed when I was 6 years old, and one of the first things I did after.
Do you know why that was?
Why? Like,
why did you get it removed?
Oh, because it was inflamed.
Do you know that's what they told you? But it's actually because you couldn't get past Sonic 3.
That's what it was. It was the barrel.
They were like, I'm not having a laddie in this house with all of his organs in his body.
They were like, right, he's got till he's six. If he hasn't done it by the time he's six, you know what we're going to do? We're going to inflame your appendix.
I'm going to take something out. I'm going to take his arum.
No, didn't he do that?
No, you can't take his fucking arum.
Right,
God.
Fine, I'll take his appendix.
Right, I'm going to take it. That's going to go too far there. I'm going to take one of his kidneys. No, you can't do that, right? You can't do it. You're taking it too far, all right? You've got to teach him a lesson and scare him, but you can't, like...
I'll take his gallbladder. No, he doesn't need that.
For fuck's sake.
He doesn't need that. Might as well just take nothing for him, eh?
God's sake. Right, can we need it? You need to take something that ultimately he doesn't actually need, but will cause him a great deal of pain.
It's inconvenient.
It'll cause him a great deal of pain and stress before it gets removed. Appendix. Dude, I was in fucking agony.
Oh, really?
I remember, dude. I still to this day remember it. It was agonizing. I couldn't walk. I was fucked. Luckily, I was only six, you know, and I wasn't a huge child.
Oh, that was meant to be
Geeze your appendix.
Geeze. So because of that, like, so I remember the first thing I did when I woke up from the surgery was I wanted to play Super Mario World, and that's what I did. Like, that's insane, right? Yeah. That's what I was doing. I was playing Super Mario World, because it would have been 1998, maybe going into 1999. Yeah, and it's like, I mean, other games had come out by that point, but Super Mario World was still...
I've just recovered audio from when they took your appendix.
Oh,
are you
shit.
Sure you want to hear it?
I mean, go for it.
All right, okay. He doesn't want to... Because you could not get past the barrel section in Sonic 3, I will
now take your appendix, you little douchebag. Get it up, you arsehole. What does he say?
It's just ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Oh, man. That's so I had a treasure trove of those games. It made me nostalgic for all this stuff. And I was like, God, it kind of makes me cringe to think, like, how many awesome games my brother would have had that he just didn't take care of.
Well, my dad took, when we got the PlayStation.
Because you've got.
He took the 32X to the charity shop. The 32X, bro.
Dude, that would have... that. I mean,
I know, with Knuckles Chaotix as well. All in all, that's like, you're talking about 600-700 quid now.
Yeah.
That would have been 100... Because remember, I got it for like £7. That would have been 100 times return on investment.
Yeah.
That would have been a 10,000% return.
But I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm gonna get into it. I'm going to look into kind of collecting more stuff, man. So I raked out my... what do you call it? Like, if you want to know about game collecting, go on our game collection on Reddit, right? And you'll see some of the crazy shit, right? So I raked out, I was doing a bit of cleaning, and I found my old original PlayStation. I've got an original PlayStation, like... Oh, you've not got one there. I've got my original PlayStation, like the actual big PlayStation, and I've got a little PS1, still got them. Nice. I've still got my memory cards. I've got a PlayStation 2 and a PlayStation 2 Slim. From back in the day, and I found my original NES.
That's pretty awesome.
From 1985.
That's pretty awesome, man.
What? That's insanity. My original NES. I remember the first game I had for the NES, or the game that I remember playing for the NES was a cross cartridge of Super Mario Bros. And Duck Hunt. I was like, what? And I look back on that now, and I'm like, man, that was games. I've been playing Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past recently.
Uh huh.
I've been playing through that again, which, by the way, controversial, but I'm gonna go on record and say it might be the best Zelda game. Link to the Past. Might be the best
for Zelda the Super game. Nintendo.
For the Super Nintendo, might be the best one. I mean, I don't know. It kind of asks you to solve puzzles and problems similar to a way Metroid would, which is why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's often times where it doesn't telegraph them as well as Metroid. What it does is it's like at the start of the game it'll do like. It'll go, now Joe, remember, you can do this one thing. Go and do it now. And you do this one thing, and then it expects you to remember that, like, literally 12 hours later when you're playing through the game. And you're like, oh, yeah, shit, I did that one time. Whereas Metroid's really good at going, like, now, Joe, you can do this thing. And it does it, like, multiple times to get it into your head and drill in the mechanic. And it forces you to use the mechanic. So, you know. But there you go. Controversial. There's a hot take.
There you go.
Breath of the Wild can fuck off. I actually don't know. I've not played Breath of the Wild, so I don't know. Well, I saw that headline and that just blew my mind.
So, basically, teen accused of stealing plane, driving
you
it into
fence. You don't drive
fence.
A plane, Huffington yeah.
He's
Post.
Like, he's like, how could I? You can't drive a plane.
You know what? That could most likely... See if that's how they described it in court. A good lawyer would probably find a way of
getting off. He's getting off with it.
Mate, I don't know why I said... You said teen, right? It says in the article. It doesn't say
he's
anything
17. He's 17.
It says teen.
Yeah, he's 17.
For some reason, in my head, I had it being a female. Don't know why. There was nothing in the headline that stated it was a female. It does. Teen girl.
Oh, yeah. It says teen girl, but then it was a picture of a guy.
No, that'll be some other guy.
Ah, right. Okay.
Oh, right. Oh, wait. That is a picture of a guy.
What man mistakenly released from jail apprehended. That looks like a different story. Anyway, so that was so confusing.
What the hell? I was sitting there going, wait, I thought it was a girl. And it turns out the article actually says
so there you
that.
Go. There you go.
That'll get them off. Lionel Hutz will just be
like... Okay, so she appeared to be disorientated and was uncooperative with police when she was taken into custody.
Well, she crashed her plane, God.
I know.
Get her to hospital.
To be honest, that would be my defense if I got caught. Flying a plane into a fence.
I mean, you don't really get the caught. You more get seen, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get like, that, like...
Oh, I've been sleepwalking again, eh? Like,
if I fly quietly, nobody will see it. What kind of plane was it? Wasn't it like... Was it like a wee private, wee, like, one-seater plane, or was it like a giant
I
kind of
want to know. So the teenager climbed a fence topped with barbed wire at Fresno Yosemite International Airport, started up the plane, and crashed it into a fence.
What the fuck?
So Bessinger said she breached the fence about a quarter mile from the commercial terminals and the military area. No passenger planes were in danger and no one was injured. A grainy surveillance video released by airport officials showed the plane drive in a circle before crashing.
What the hell?
I'm impressed.
How the hell? She's been playing San Andreas, man. How did she get in there?
She's like, I was trying to find Area 52, eh?
Aye, so like, what I did was, I'm trying to find Area 52, so I basically just got in my car and I drove it up the wee hill and then bailed out the car as it was in midair and I landed, eh? And I was like, oh, I didn't care if my health will survive, eh? Next minute, fucking 4-star water level. I'm like, what? I've not done nothing yet. So I got in this plane to fly away. Didn't they care to fly the plane, eh? Crashed into a fence. Next minute, police are taking me in and I'm like, I'm hurt. God's sake.
We'll just get a quick comment from...
get it from our correspondent.
The girl in question.
I was trying to get to Area 52.
Oh, no, it's not Area 52. It is in fact called something else in the comments there.
It's Area 69.
Well, yes, it was implied.
You know, that's fine. I can say it. You can't say
it. It was implied.
You can't say it because you're, you know, you've actually got a flourishing, you've got a pretty good going career. Whereas, you know, mine's kind of sitting there. So it's like maybe if I say something like that, it'll be like, oh shit, Dave.
That's an interesting way to put it. Sitting there. Imagine that's like you're in the studio now, Dave Conrad. Dave, how's your career? Sitting there.
You know, it's kind of sitting there. It's there. You know, it's not moved in a while, you know. it's there. It's kind of it's grown a bit dusty. You need to get a wee...
Well, doing a WrestleZone in January.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can confirm that. If you're up that in that neck of the woods, I know it's kind of its own, it's got its own little kind of hotbed. It's got its own little sort of pocket of fans and it's got its own, it's kind of its own... environment, so to speak. If you're up that way,
forward to it. I've never actually wrestled there before.
Neither have I. If you're in that area, if you're in that neck of the woods, and you want to see me perform, because I've had a couple of people ask about when am I next doing like local shows nearby. Most of my shows are like little one shot deals down south that I get every now and then. But yeah, this one I'll be doing WrestleZone, and I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Good stuff.
I'm excited.
So when we, like I say, this is just a little bit of a relaxed stream at the moment.
I think so.
A little bit chilled. So again, I feel like I'm trying to force it again, though.
Yeah, see, that's
what I'm trying to do.
You can't force it, man.
Am I forcing it?
I mean, not as much as last week.
I know. Last week I was like, say something funny. It's like, come on, be funny.
Like, we don't have to be, you know, you're not going to get knocking out the park every single week. You know, as long as we're, you know.
I want to.
If we're home.
I want to.
If we're home running it.
I want to. Mate. I was like home running it every week. And then it just fell off.
We were on such a tear for like 6 weeks. It was like GSP's run in the UFC.
Yeah.
It was like we were setting records.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
Unfortunately, like, GSP didn't, I mean, did he? He didn't lose the belt, did he? He retired.
He did.
He walked away with the belt, came back. What, GSP might be the toughest guy in UFC history.
Certainly could make a claim.
I mean, let's be honest. He won the belt. Lost it once because he was a bit too cocky.
He was being a dafty.
Came
anymore.
Back.
Do you know what's amazing about GSP? Is his dafty phase was really understated as well.
Yeah.
He had a nice guy dafty phase. Like, you know, some athletes just go off the rails. Like Mike Tyson, Conor McGregor off the rails. And then you've got GSP's like, he went out like, you know, he probably had like 3 beers.
He's like I partied too hard and
I
partied too hard and I underestimated, you know, my setup.
I went out to the club and, you know, 3 times, and then he came back and won.
And then he came back, won in dominant fashion, and then he was undefeated all the way up until he's like, I need to take some time away. He takes away, what is it, 3-4, he takes like 4 years away, right?
Takes him, yeah,
4 years.
Came back, won the middleweight title.
Comes back, and again, and I kind of felt bad for Bisping because I love Michael Bisping, but he beats Michael Bisping.
And that's again a good comment in the chat there when Dana White was like, "Come on, George, you've got to get a wee bit of trash talk, eh?" And he's just like,
I'm impressed with your performance.
That was it. Congratulations, but I'm not impressed by your performance.
It's like, right, George, I'm telling you, right? He said your ma was a
slag. Slaggy's ma.
He said your ma was a slag. And she, I'll tell you what he said.
Right. Be careful here. Be careful here.
He said when your ma went to Greg's. It's fine.
Is it fine, though?
Yes.
Is it fine, though?
He said, when your ma went into Greg's, she checked the temperature of the pies with the pie condom. I'm telling you.
Without using one of the pie bags.
I'm telling you. She's a clarty bitch.
I'm telling you what. When my laddies go out, I tell them, I give them pie bags, eh? Like, because if they go to Greg's, where somebody makes them just check the pie with their hand, I didn't want them eating it.
I'm telling you now. Right, I'm driving down to England, and you know you get the wee tunes, you know, you go in the wee tune, and it's got the wee bakery, the wee local bakery. I went to the wee local bakery, and I says to the guy, I says, Harry, gonna go and let me check the temperature of their pies? And Harry's like, aye, all right, you can check the temperature. No joke. Fucking bastard pulls the pie out, and says, stick your hand on that. Doesn't he offer me a pie glove or none? I'm like, what kind of manky establishment are you running here? How many other folk have had their hand on that pie the day alone? And he goes, just a couple.
Just a couple?
What?
It only takes one.
It only takes one. Next minute, I'm dying for toxoplasmosis, Chef Annie. All because you could be arsed having pie johnnies. So from that day on, I send my bairns with their own pie johnnies. And I'm not talking the shitey own brand ones. I'm talking, no, the free ones. I'm talking ribbed ones.
I'm telling you now, right? Too far. I'm telling you now, right? There's certain things in life that you save money on, but no pie bags, mate.
I
never go with Greg's pie bags, eh?
Mate, when I
you can't be checking the, honestly, you think you're going to check the temperature of a pie with an Aldi bag or something like that? You're just going to get Scotch pie grease all over you, mate.
What? One of the food bags? Are you taking the piss, mate? Sainsbury's own brand food bags. And you think that that's going to keep
one
away
the
all the germs?
One of the environmentally friendly bags. It's probably going to biodegrade in my hand.
Mate, you think that's going to last in my pocket? When I leave the house, mate, it's house keys, car keys, phone, pie bags. I'll tell you what, I want to know. I didn't give a fuck if I go to Sainsbury's, right? And I've got to pay 5p a bag when I buy shopping. I didn't care about that, mate. As long as I've got my pie bags.
Do you care what, though? You get these evil people, eh? Who poke holes in the pie bags.
I mean, they're trying to cause anarchy. They're poking the wee holes just big enough that you can't see them, eh? Makes me para, so it does. Makes me para.
I know, I might as well just cook mine.
I've not been to Greg's since.
Nah, I'm not doing it.
Mate, went back to my car and I'm like, oh, good thing I had the pie bags. Put my hand on the steering wheel, greasy as fuck. Oh, the steering wheel's all greasy. I'm like, what have I done? Oh, no.
You know what I want to know? What happens to the pie bags that are used? Now, if anyone's confused here, basically, if you go to Greg's, they will check the temperature. If you ask them, is the pie hot, you will not get a yes or no answer. They will put their hand in a pie bag and they will feel the temperature of the pie. Today, I was given the bag to feel the temperature for myself, okay?
It's kind of an honor.
It was. But I want to know what then happens to that bag. Does that just go in the bin? How many pie bags are going in the bin? How many pie bags are just waste?
I mean, if they're giving it to you, they'd have to get a new pie bag for the next guy.
Well, they better.
I mean, if the guy himself... I mean, you're no using your pie bags, Twix. I mean, I'm no getting a flying, for instance, if you used it to its maximum potential or no. You're no using it, Twix.
It has to go in the bin.
Has to.
It has to go in the bin.
And then it brings you up the question, are we ruining the environment?
But yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So what do we do? How do we check the temperature of pies hygienically and safely?
There's only one way. A pie thermometer. Take your own thermometer. That is the only way to safely check the temperature of a pie. Take a pie thermometer, for God's sakes.
All right, Joe, you're in the studio. We want you to basically, so you're here, you know, we've brought you in. We want you to give a PSA about, you know, bringing your own pie thermometer to Greg's. So obviously, you know, the tone.
Oh, well, it would be one of those like old Hibs adverts. So it'd be like,
all my mates told me that when I went to Greg's, I could just check the temperature of the pie with my hand. Then I died.
Did he check the temperature of a pie with a pie bag head? So
like, obviously, that's voiced by the big man from Chew the Fat.
It's just like a bunch of young lads, and they're just like, oh, aye, just go to that Greg's, aye, get yourself a pie, mate. Aye, go and get me a pie and all, mate. Aye, nae bother, mate, nae bother. I mean, if you got a pie bag... Wait, I didn't need a pie bag, mate. It's just like, he touches the pie and it's just, he's like, I mean, mind if I check the temperature of the pies? And it's like, I do bother. And he's just like, he touches it and it's just like, and he just gets, and he just it sees like the animation of like toxoplasmosis evolving in his body. And he's just like, and then it's just like, think about it.
I know. Or there'll be one like, you know, those really like, you know, those PSAs where it'll be like the crying mother, and it'll be like,
I love talking to my Daryl, but then I thought nothing was wrong. And then one day, he went into Greg's and checked the temperature of a pie with a pie bag. It was the last time I seen him.
And then it'll be like, did he check the temperature of a pie bag?
Or it'll just be those really crazy ones that are made to like really shock you. So it's just basically like he goes in and he's just like, it's just like, aye, alright, Karen, aye, nae bother. Can I get a couple of pies? Aye, you're alright, aye, nae bother, eh? Aye, mind if I check the temperature of the pies? Aye, nae bother. Goes, nae pie. She's like, you know, got a pie bag? Come on, Danny, like, pie bags. She's like,
I'm right, just checking the temperature. What could go wrong?
Aye, nae bother, eh, Christ. Touches the pie. Literally, the whole Greg's explodes.
It's like, yeah, it's like...
The window smashes, she flies out, and it's just like slow motion. It's just like...
Always use a pie bag.
Always use a pie bag. Oh, was it Denny Chance? Always use a bag. This is just like... It's like, BBC News at 10 here. So the recent rise in toxoplasmicity being spread across human beings through non-use of pie bags in an attempt to bring down the carbon footprint caused by the overuse of plastic has led to many people putting up PSAs for the use of their own personal pie thermometers. Well, I've heard Morrisons themselves are selling a discounted pie thermometer. We have a PSA here right now from one famous pro wrestler, Joe Hendry, who yes. recently did one for his home country of Scotland. I'll take you to that right now.
So here it'll be, I'll be in the studio, right? And I'll be talking about like, the political environment. And this is what, like, elections will be won and lost on. It's like, and I'll be the analyst. And I'll be like, now here's the thing. And
obviously, so Joe,
my accent will have changed.
Your political opponent has exactly the same policies as you. He looks exactly the same as you, talks the same as you, and basically acts the same as you. He's effectively your...
No, I'm not one of the candidates. I'm just speaking on the... I've been brought in as an expert on pie bag economics, on PBE.
Oh, see, I was going to have you be... He's exactly the same, but the one thing that he has mentioned is that he does not believe in the use of pie bags.
Right.
Joe...
That is taking the words right out of my mouth, right? I'm going to tell you that what I'm observing here, and this is what I'm observing, I'm not committing to either side, is you've basically got people on the left saying, let's use less pie bags and save the environment. But then you've got people on the right saying, well... I mean, if let's use more pie bags and keep us safe. But then, obviously, they're using up more bags, which is obviously causing the destruction of more trees.
Do you believe
like,
that?
Look, I am not committing to one side. I think what we need here is balance.
Just give us an answer, Joe.
What we need here is balance. Each person should have their own pie bags.
But you admit that pie bag usage damages the environment.
Have you used a pie bag?
Do you use pie bags?
I will take a second to... I will not comment
just
on
just
my...
Just answer the question, Joe.
I am not going to say whether I use
Give
a pie bag.
Give the British public an answer.
I will ask the person behind the counter if it is hot. I will try to get them to use their judgment. If they then put the onus on me to check the temperature of the pie, then that's a different situation.
Now you're avoiding the question.
No, I am not here to comment on whether or not I will use a pie bag to check the temperature of a pie. That is not what is up for debate here.
Well then, on the other side of the studio, we have another man also named Joe.
You can't even answer the question!
We have another man, weirdly, also named Joe, no coincidence, who is an expert in the use of pie bags. I'll hand you over to him right now. And it's just got Joe Hendry, pie bag technician.
Yeah, it's like, well, mate, I've been a PBI for 20 years. Oh, no, sorry, PBT. I've been
a PBT all my life.
I've been a PBT. Listen, it's like, I was a personal trainer. I was a PTA, like, whereas I've now become a pie bag technician. So when you say my name, it's instead of, like, you know, Joe Hendry MA, it's Joe Hendry PBT.
That's going to be my new gimmick. It's going to be Dave Conrad, pie bag technician.
I know.
That's going to be my finish. It's going to be the pie bag. And it's basically...
And it's basically like the mandible claw, but you've got like a Greg's bag over your head.
It's like, mate, I'm telling you now, I was on the PTA, I was a PT, now I'm a PBT. My dad was a PBT, and his dad before him, and his dad before him. And I'll tell you what right now, I've just had a son recently, and I'm telling you, I mean, I'm not going to influence his life choices, but if he wants to be a PBT or not, I'm going to lead him down the right path. I'll do it.
And you know what the solution to this problem is? How about Greg's just serves hot food? How about that?
Boom.
Is that so much to ask?
You've been roasted, which is ironic because your food needs to be roasted more.
Exactly.
Boom.
Exactly.
I just won.
Do you know
they
charge you like 20 pence extra to sit in on stuff as well?
Really?
Yeah.
I've never sat
extra
in a Greg's.
To sit in Greg's.
That's a lie, actually.
Do you know, I kind of, you know, I suppose technically, I'm going to tell you what happened. Me and the GF went to Greg's, all right? And made her purchases. I was going to
marry her, and then next minute she pure fucking checks the temperature of the pie without a bag, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know what to do with this.
We order, and he did not ask whether we were sitting in or taking away.
Uh-oh.
In my opinion, the onus is on him. We paid.
Was this right as this became a thing?
No. This is a few weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
Right?
This is
so, maybe even a week ago. We get what we order and we sit at the table. Now, I felt kind of like I was stealing because I think you're meant to pay more if you sit in. But then again, I was not asked. Tell me.
Help that's me on him. Here.
I think that's on him.
That's on him for two reasons. One, he never asked. Because even, like, you go anywhere, it's just like, you take them in, you sit it in. Right? Which is weird because McDonald's asks you that, and yet it doesn't really make much of an odds.
Oh, it doesn't make...
Actually, it does. That's a lie. It
doesn't make a difference. Dude, that's the age-old question of, do you want your meal in a bag or on a tray?
That's true.
Now, answer the question. Do you take your meals on a tray or in a bag?
Well, look, I'm going
to
be honest.
What is so difficult to answer about
that?
Well,
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I don't want to take a stance on either side here. I basically believe that there's benefits to both.
We will ask the British people. We will honour the referendum on tray or bag. And we will ask the people. And we will honour that.
I believe that democracy has stated that people prefer one way over the other. I'm not going to make a stance regardless.
But you know, people were misled into choosing taking their meals on trays. You know that. You know that.
No, well, do we know that? Do we know that for a fact?
Exit polls say that now more people want food in the bag.
Well, I mean...
because it gives them the option of leaving at any time.
Well, these... Well, these are just old statistics. These are statistics from 3 years ago. I mean, what am I? Who am I to say now? Are we not allowed to change our minds as a British public?
Can you imagine if they just decided, like, right, we've had a meeting, we've decided all politicians talk absolute pish, so therefore, we're not going to ask you about any policies because it'll all be lies that we never be adhered to. So instead, we're going to ask about your eating habits. And apparently, imagine they just get grilled on stuff like that. And it's like,
Prime Minister Johnson, when you go to Mackie D's, what's your order? And do you take it in a bag?
I'm not going to answer that. Yeah.
I mean, just answer it. Like, are you a tray guy? Yeah, are you a bag guy?
I will absolutely not answer that.
Tray or bag? Like, just...
I'm partial to a bag, but sometimes a tray, you know.
That's
I'm
just like, a belter impression.
I can't remember what he's like.
Actually, a belter impression.
You know, well, I don't feel like I need to balance with that, you know. It's like sometimes, I mean, it's a bag, but then I feel it's a tray, you know. Like, and it's like, Mr. Johnson, do you prefer, if you're given the choice, would you take a mini fillet burger or a cheeseburger? Well, I mean, come on, be fair.
Is that really a choice?
I can't answer that. Leading question that is.
I mean, I'm not going to put false hope in front of the British public on, you know, chicken fillets or beef, you know.
Listen, the people of Scotland do not want food on a tray. They want the option to leave the restaurant whenever they want. They do not want Westminster telling them when they can finish their food and leave the McDonald's. And that has been represented in the most recent vote. That is a mandate to have food on trays.
These are things we've already implemented in Scotland. To be a bit long ago. We believe firmly in the use of pie bags. Even if the environment gets damaged a little bit, we can't risk toxic plasmosity in human beings. If we start doing that, there'll be more risk averse and there'll be no pie bags ever.
Mr. Johnson, question. Dave Smith from The Telegraph. When you get a meal from KFC, would you say that you usually accept the extra chicken wings for 99p? No, come on. I can't answer that. Come on.
That's not even a question.
Come on, be fair.
You're not asking a proper question. You're not asking a proper question. I mean, what would you say? Would you say that you would take the extra chicken?
I'm not the Prime Minister. I'm not the... Well, unfortunately, I am. So I'm going to move on to the next question, actually. You know, I've told you, the press, I've answered everything I need to answer about my meal extras. I will talk to you about extra value meals. I will talk to you about Whoppers. I will talk to you about... I'm not going to talk about pie bags and things like that. Your mic's just come out. Oh, God, I hope that's not been, like, out the whole time. All right, in the chat, what questions would you ask politicians related to food?
Just like our, so we've actually had, So, recently we had President Trump give his opinion on the buyback.
Here's the thing, you know, in China,
they don't believe in pie bags.
We don't believe in pie bags.
No, I can't do it. I can't.
No, you're getting on it.
The American people, they love pie bags. They're really terrific. They're terrific pie bags.
I believe Prime Minister Johnson is got a good thing going there. He's doing a fantastic
job.
He's not answering the question
in China
about the pie bags. American
people, they love pie bags. They're terrific things. They're amazing pie bags. They say, Mr. Trump, yeah, I know all about pie bags.
I know more about pie bags than anyone.
I've read up on them.
I'm an expert in pie bags.
I have reports. I'm degree level on pie bags, and I'm telling you right now that I'm not gonna comment on that right now.
So here we go. Here's one from Ian. Has Boris ever ordered a medium spiced chicken but asked for a hot flag at Nando's to the card?
No, come on. I'm not going to answer that. Come on. I would certainly never purposefully end up in a situation where I've ordered a medium spiced chicken but asked for a hot flag at Nando's to, certainly not to look hard. It was for the good of the British people, you know.
God, can you imagine if this is like the first episode you've ever listened to?
Hey, How can anyone
talk about pie bags for this length of time?
You know what's funny about this? At the start of the show, you said, I'm going to start this show off with the least interesting topic I can think of. And you said, I went to Greg's the other day, and they let me feel the temperature of the pie. Ha! And it's literally became the crux of the show.
What is clear is that this election will be won or lost on pie bags. That is the critical issue. And most people are now saying that it's just been dragged on for so long, they just want pie bags done.
They just want pie bags.
The British people voted for pie bags, and they're saying, you know, just get it done. Just bring in the pie bags.
Right, look, I didn't follow politics, right? And honestly, I've seen them on the telly, and every now and again on Twitter, like, they'll pop up, like, Jeremy Corbyn or Boris Johnson or Nicola Sturgeon. Their names pop up, and I'm like, oh, I ken who that Nicola Sturgeon is. She's the Scottish one, like. But, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I just didn't understand this whole pie bag thing. It's got so complicated and so over the top that I just didn't ken what's what anymore. I mean, what I need somebody to just explain it to me. What are the benefits to and for? Good Lord. Pie bags. That's going to be our next t-shirt. Yeah, pie bag technician.
Pie bag technician.
That's it. Dave Conrad, pie bag technician.
Imagine I just brought that as my next t-shirt with like no context. Like, never even said anything about it.
That's
just
it.
Just like, yeah, there you go, pie bag technician.
That's it.
It's
right
just
there.
Like plain font. It's just like just a black t-shirt with white, you know, Arial text. It says pie bag technician.
It needs to be in the Greg's that's true. Font.
Yeah.
It has to be a white t-shirt with what color's the Greg's logo? Is it blue?
I think so. Turquoise.
So it's got to be a turquoise t-shirt with the white writing on it in the Greg's font, where it's just like, Dave Conrad, pie bag technician.
No, right, okay, so you can have a go at being one of the politicians. So, Mr. Corbyn, if you were asked to feel the temperature of a pie and you thought it was lukewarm, would you then offer the customer the chance to feel the temperature of the pie, or would you just tell them it was warm, Mr. Corbyn? Because a lot of people seem to think that you would just tell them the pie was warm.
But look, listen for a second. I have to let the British public decide. I'm not going to take a stance on any direction, one or the other. You know, the British public will decide it. I am all for the British public knowing. And listen. I'm going.
And anti-pie bagism is terrible. You know, in the.
It's wrong. It's terrible. But did you say those things? Well, I look. I've apologised for that already, okay? I'm not going to apologise. I've already apologised. I already apologised. Well, then just apologise. Well, I already apologised. So just listen.
I have apologised.
I now need to move on from that apology.
They have been, people have in our party have been disciplined.
Oh, there we go. Jenny's come up with Trey Manners. That's quite good. Trey Manners. I like that. So, so Ian's got a good one. So, Mr. Corbyn, accusations of your party being anti-chicken bait. Oh, no, I like the one before. Is it true Boris only orders from McDonald's from the counter because he can never get the self-service machines? Any time that I've ordered from the self-service machines, you know, because the thing is, I love the staff. The staff are great.
You know,
they're just the backbone of the British economy. But, you know, when... If I ever do order from the self-service machine, it's simply because of convenience. It's never to avoid the staff.
As a British public, it's what we've done. We have implemented these self-service...
I see what you're trying to do here. Be fair, it's convenience. Convenience is what I would say.
The British government, over the past 10 years, we've implemented these self-service machines for the convenience, you know, and that's what we've done, you know? So ask me another question.
There we go. I think we've rinsed this as much as it can be rinsed.
I think we've rinsed that more than almost anyone on Earth could do.
Yeah.
Almost anyone.
I wonder if that's like an official policy, though. Like, I wanted to be a fly on the wall at that meeting. It's like, but how do we tell the customer if the pies are hot or not? And then the cleaner's just like cleaning, and it's like all the execs are over in the corner, and it's like
pie bags.
And it's like, what do you mean pie bags?
Well, like, you've got a bag and you give it to the customer and they just slide their hand on in and they can check the temperature themselves. And it's just for a second, they just look and they're just like...
It'll be like, you ever see the film A Beautiful Mind?
That's fucking brilliant, mate.
You ever see the film A Beautiful...
Who the hell is that guy out there? And why is he no sitting at this table right now? Get that man a shirt and a tie and get his arse in a seat right now. Because I'll tell you what right now, none of these eggheads could have came up with that. Pie bags. Absolute genius, mate. Genius.
You ever seen the film A Beautiful Mind?
I've not.
So Matt Damon's like, just he's the cleaner, but he's like the super genius. So they've got all these equations that nobody can solve.
That's Good Will Hunting. Spare time,
yeah. Oh yeah, that's what did I say? It was.
You said A Beautiful Mind.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen Good Will Hunting. Yeah.
Okay, so Good
I've seen that's
what's
amazing.
A Beautiful Mind?
I don't know.
I'm just like just mind things. Like I'm like it's like heat it's stuff, like,
mate. So I'm watching this movie and it's like
it was called like. Good heed. Like,
mate, I'm like, telling you, mate, I'm watching this movie and it's all these Jedi's and that, like, and they're pure flying about with lightsabers and, like, it's amazing. And then, like, one guy comes in and is like, I'm your dad. He's like, whoa, what the hell, mate? And I'm telling you, it's mentally, it's called, like, Space Battles, eh? Like, that's what it was.
Space Battle and the Force wakes up in the morning, eh? Like,
mate, I'm telling you now, right? So I'm watching this movie and it's about this like futuristic park. No, it was called
Empire Magazine Fights Back.
I'm telling you, I'm watching this movie, right? And I mean, have you ever seen it, right? It's about this futuristic theme park that's got like these dinosaurs in that, eh? Like, and they've brought them back to life in that. It's called T-Rex Land, eh? Mate, mental movie, eh? Like, mental.
It's called Raptor Fair, mate. I'm trying to think. What other massive films have there been? What's that Tom Hanks one where he's like a kid, but he's like, well, it's called Big, isn't
Big,
it?
Big, yeah.
I've seen this Tom Hanks film and it's called like Massive. Like,
mate, it's called Huge, mate. It's called Gargantuan.
They're just pure comic book one, eh? I've seen it. It's like, it's this guy and he's pure shooting webs about the place and jumping about and that. And like, he's got this red and blue costume. It was called like Arachnid Dad. No, it was Arachnid Male. That was it.
Mate, I'm telling you now. All right, I'm watching this movie and it's about this soldier, eh? And he wants to be in the military so bad. So they just basically like inject him with roids and make him this giant guy, eh? And he's going about all geared up in the stars and stripes and that. And they're like, oh, mate, you're going to be amazing. I didn't care what it was called. It was like Sergeant USA or something, eh? Like.
Oh, man.
There was this, mate, I'll tell you what.
Watching this. Can that Quentin Tarantino, mate? I seen this movie done, eh? It was called like, it was like these gangster boys, eh? And it was called like, oh, what was it? It was like Water Dogs. That was it. Hey, Water Dogs.
Mate, I'll tell you what, right, dude. I'm watching this movie and it's mentally like all this crazy shit's going on. Again, I think, and all this crazy shit's going on. There's one guy in a suit and another guy in a suit, and then one guy gets blown away and it's like, oh shit, what's happening here? There's another guy that's got a gimp tied up in that, and I'm like, God, what's all going on, eh? Like, then there's this lassie that's like dancing about, and then she gets high at her tits and like away, and all, and it's like, I don't know what's going on. I think it's called something like. Core no real or something, eh? Like, no idea what it's called, eh? But like,
core no real.
It's amazing, mate.
It was called like mashed up orange juice bits no real. Like, that's what it was called. I'm trying to think.
It's
what
called like core? Did they happen, mate? Like,
mate, I watched this film this one time, right? And it was about this like dad that was trying to spend time with his kids, but he wasn't allowed, eh? So like, he just dressed up as a lassie and became the nanny, eh? And I think it was called Mrs. I'm not sure I believe that flames. Like,
I'm not sure I believe that, mate. I'm telling you, dude, I'm watching this movie, right? Amazing, right? Amazing. It's about this bus, right? And the guy's on the bus, and there's this other lassie on the bus, eh? And they're flying down the road, and I'm like, oh shit. And if the bus has got a bomb on it or something, eh? Like, and if he goes below a certain speed, like, he'll end up blowing the bus up. So he's got to go fast as fuck down this, like, motorway and that, eh? Mental. It's called some, like, I tell you what, it's got that Keanu Reeves in it, eh? Get that big Keanu Reeves, it's got that, what's her face in it? What's her face again? I've totally forgot her name. What's her face? What Sandra Bullock, eh? Aye, it's amazing, mate. Eh? It's called Fast, mate.
Oh, Christ. That's funny.
Mate, there's this Stanley Kubrick film about like the military and that, and it was like this private pile guy that gets battered and all, eh? And I think it was called 100% steel cardigan, eh? Like,
mate, I'm watching, I'm on Netflix, eh? And I'm watching a show, and it's all about this like weird shit that's like happening in the future and that, like technology taking out and all that, and how like mental the human race is going to change in that, like based on things. And like, it seems calm and all that, and then all of a sudden, like, boom, big twist or something, eh? Like, I couldn't believe it. It's called like White Windies or something, like, couldn't believe it.
White Windies. Oh, I'm trying to think. We'll do a cut of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, man.
See, one will just come to you.
I know. You'll be coming up with loads later. Like, mate, I'm telling you right now, I'm playing this game, right? And apparently, right? Now, I came a bit late to the party in that, but apparently this game saved the gaming industry. Like, and it's about this guy, eh? And he's pure jumping about and he's smashing these boxes and that. He's got to go and save this princess. But every time he turns up to one of the castles, she's no fucking there. And I'm like, what the fuck, you know? Just, why don't you just go straight to the last gen, mate? And I couldn't believe it, mate. I think it's called something like Awesome Luigi Man or something, eh? Like, no idea.
Mario Siblings.
Mate, I think he's actually a lassie. Mate,
there was this game like that came out for the PS1, eh, and it was about this lassie that was like collecting treasure and all that, and other guys were like, oh, do this cheat and all that, and it was like this lassie Lara Croft in that, eh? I think it was called Pyramid Thief.
Oh my God, man.
Oh, well, I will say, last one for me is basically like this movie that like The Rock and Vin Diesel are in, eh? It's called like Speed and the Angry, like.
Mate, it's called Road Rage, mate. Mate, it's called Raging on the Road, mate. Mate, it's called rolling down your passenger's window and yelling at his window because the car's on that side of you.
See if I die, like, I literally just want, like, this podcast to be played in its entirety. Like, everyone just sitting there having to listen to the full hour and 20 minutes that this took and just being like, what? Like, because hopefully, like, I know enough American people that they would come and they would feel
that's what I
like,
want.
Oh, whoops. I'm just trying to crack my knee there, but I just ended up booting my PC.
That's it. Like, I think that's why we've called it Pish Talk, because now you can't. There's no misadvertising.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
There's no misadvertising. You can't go on like iTunes and be like, oh, downloaded this podcast and all they did was talk pish for an hour and 20 minutes. Like, well, that's what it's called. It's no called intelligence talk. You know what I mean? Like. But I've got a question for you before we wrap up for the year.
Go for it.
I want to know, best bit of the year in the podcast. What was the best? We've had a lot this year, and I'm trying to remember. Make sure we don't count stuff from last year.
Let's have a look through the episodes.
So what did we? Yeah, what did we? What is the? Tell us in the chat. What was your favorite bit of the year? So we had like car crash flavored crisps. We had
that not last year.
That might have been last year. I'm just giving an example of what I mean by a bit, just in case you're like, what does he mean by a bit? So just like any sort of bit where we've kind of went on a tangent. Right,
so the titles give away a little bit. So I'm going to... Sausage Supper Arse was pretty funny. That was pretty good.
That's a top one for me. Sausage Supper Arse.
That Garlic and Herb Dealers one was good.
That was funny. What was the other one we did that was amazing?
Bing and G's was good. The one
with... What was his name? Elroy Jetson.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good.
That was a belt. Elroy Jetson was a great one.
Farts on a Plane. Job Center Plus. That's always good. That's always good.
That was a good one. I feel like the top one is going to be in that little 6-week run that we had. It was like the tits.
Yeah. Like, Salt Your Own.
Oh, that was great.
How could we forget?
Oh, the
Merlin's
tired.
Lego Castle and the Tired Sunset Flip featuring the Green Dragon with the, I can't even read out the full title.
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
Elon Seed, that was all right. Elon Seed. Yeah, that was good. We're reading out names of the podcast. God, that was in July.
Whoa.
That feels like so long ago. Mike's Dad Gets Battered. The Glasgow Inspector Gadget.
Glasgow Inspector Gadget was pretty good. I'll tell you, so tell us.
Taxis Outside. Taxis Outside. Yeah, that was good.
Taxis Outside.
Yep.
That was one of the best bits. So tell us in the chat, and tell us on Twitter actually. Tweet at us and let
Sonic
us know.
Water? Dude, that was in March.
Oh my god, the Sonic March. Water.
That was in March.
Holy shit.
Armor Nana, that was a classic.
That was good.
That was good.
Armor Nana. That's came back as well a few times.
Patty and Selma or Beavis and Butthead, that was good.
We spent way too long doing that.
Yep.
God.
That one we called the serious one, I think it's like the lowest rated podcast we ever did.
Is it actually?
Yeah, as soon as you call it the serious one, everyone's out. Jenny's saying Sonic Water.
Was amazing. Yeah. Let us know. I want you to tweet at us. Tag us in the tweets as well. Put us in there. Put them where. What was your favorite? Not only that.
Car Crash Flavored Crisps was like the last one before. So we are technically past a year.
That was. Oh, yeah. That was the last one of the year. Yep. So tell us, people. I want to know. What was your favorite bit of the year? And what was your favorite overall episode? And that can include Joe's How to Become a Pro Wrestler as well.
Nah, that's a different one.
Is that a different one? Okay, that's different list. Different list.
That's
so,
a different list.
Favorite bit of the year. So that could be, again, it could be Sonic Water. It could be Elon's Heed. It could be the Glasgow Inspector
Gadget.
Let's
know. I want to know.
Sausage Supper Arse.
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty recent one, but that was an amazing one. Let us know what your favorite bit was and your favorite overall episode. You know, because I want to know what sort of stuff you guys are like.
We've got to know people. All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone who has listened throughout the year and put up with our nonsense.
Thank you.
Hopefully this, brightens your day up a little bit, because it certainly does ours. I always feel in a good mood after doing these podcasts. So thank you very much. Thank you, Dave, for your dedication to the podcast.
You're very welcome.
And now I think maybe we just call this one Pish Talk. Maybe we take the leap right now.
I think so.
I don't know.
I think so.
You know what, let's do it.
Let's do it.
See what happens.
Let's do it. Let's take the risk. Dude, we might have toxoplasmosis. We're taking the risk. We're less risk averse. We're less worried about the risks.
I don't know.
We're going to go start fighting
I don't
cats.
Know, but then again, is this the one that we want to stand out as the one?
I mean, it was a decent one.
It was.
Then again, if we do that, we're never going to do it. If we wait for
maybe
the perfect
you're right,
one,
maybe you're right. We'll do it. Okay.
We'll never do it.
This is technically Pish Talk episode one, but will we just... We'll, it's not like a new podcast.
No, it's the same podcast.
It's the same. It's the same.
It's exactly the same podcast. And that's unfortunate. If you like what we're doing, then by all means, you know, it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same shit, only this time...
You want the serious stuff, you got How to Become a Pro Wrestler.
And you've got...
Go do that.
You know, You've got the rare occasions when we talk serious on here, but it's usually for only about a minute, maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we end up finding, you know, the hook of the show, which could be anything from Elon's Heed to Sausage Supper Arses.
There you go.
You know? But let us know, Joe, where can people find you on the social media?
They know the drill. At Joe Henry on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm at Dave Conrad UK. I'm not cool enough to have just Dave Conrad. There's a guy on Twitter that has it, and he's a fanny because he's not tweeted in years. I mean, he might be dead. His last tweet was literally like, I've got my 9mm in my hand, and off
really?
We... Yeah, dude, I'm not joking. It's genuinely about a gun. His last tweet is about like having his gun in his hand or something, and then it's like, he just does, that's it. And he hasn't tweeted since like 2010.
There you go.
So, I don't know. He might have been going into a firefight, and now he's got the Dave Conrad Twitter handle for life. Well, I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
Someone I asked Twitter about it, and they strobbed me off.
What did they say?
Sausage supper arsed me, mate. They were like,
what did they say?
They genuinely were like, mate, since you did not get the barrel section in Sonic 3 when you were a kid, we can't give you the Dave Conrad Twitter handle.
That's it.
This guy has it because even though he's not tweeted in years, and even though he might be dead because he went to a firefight with a bear.
So he's following zero people.
Yep.
Has four followers.
And I'm one of them.
And the last time he tweeted was 2009.
I'm one of the followers, I think, because I followed him so I could send him a DM, but then it was like, nah, he doesn't accept DMs, and I'm like, Twitter, can you just like get this guy to fuck? And they're like, nah, mate, he's got a sausage supper tattooed on his arse, and he beat the barrel section first time in Sonic 3 when he was a kid, so technically speaking, you've no got a leg to stand on, mate. So, you know.
Actually, that's weird. I typed in Dave Conrad and your tweet, you know, crying to Twitter about it is one of the first things that comes up.
That's because I'm moaning about... It's Dave Conrad moaning about Dave Conrad.
Yeah.
It's like, we heard you like Dave Conrad, so we put Dave Conrad in a tweet about Dave Conrad.
I love it. You politely asked the guy as well. You're like, dude,
that was
me the
so
handle.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then they emailed me and were like, nah, you're a FUD, basically.
Yeah. That's exactly what they said.
Those are the exact words they said, mate. There's a couple of things we believe. One, you have to be able to beat the barrel section in Sonic 3 first time, and you need to have used a pie bag every time you've been to Greg's.
Yeah.
And if you haven't got both of those prerequisites, then you're fucked. It's basically like a Zelda dungeon, where if you don't have both of those, you can't get in the dungeon.
Actually, see, before we go, someone has provided some weird crisp flavors in the honor of car crash flavored crisps.
Oh my god.
Here we go.
Weird crisp flavors. I see.
He also said that's not creepy at all. I don't know what he's talking about. He just said, hello everyone, how's everyone doing today?
Oh, is he maybe talking
that's
about the tweet?
At all.
Is he talking about
right,
the Dave Conrad
yeah,
tweet about
yeah,
his 9mm or whatever he's got?
I'm with you. So he says, today he found some disgusting flavors of soda.
Ugh.
Bacon flavored soda.
Get the fuck out of here.
Barbecue wing flavored soda.
What does that even taste? That just tastes like barbecue
soda. Cucumber flavored. Pickle flavored.
What the
peanut butter and jelly flavored soda.
These won't taste like anything, right?
Peanut butter soda. I mean, I think peanut butter on its own would be worse. He also found a pizza flavored with cotton candy and ketchup and fries flavored like cotton candy.
Can you put sweet things on a pizza? Like, I don't know if you can.
I tell you, you know, it's off topic, but see, for Christmas, basically, Sophie had a legendary... Sophie, I'm just telling everyone about your Christmas dinner. Yeah, putting you over. Said I'm putting you over. She says that's good.
See that, mate?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a relationship.
That's it right there.
There you go. But anyway, yeah, no, her Christmas dinner is just like, it's just... It's literally the best Christmas dinner I've ever had.
Boom.
She's got it down, man. She doesn't bother with the turkey. Mm. Who wants turkey on Christmas?
You know,
come on.
I don't mind turkey.
It's dry. Chicken's dry. Turkey's dry. It's all dry. Gammon.
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 Gammon. We don't bother with any of those jobber meats. Exactly. Gammon all day. But anyway, I had an awesome Christmas dinner. But for breakfast, and that was technically the lunch, I guess. But for the breakfast and the dinner, I had pancakes with cookie dough ice cream and maple syrup over the top of it.
Shit. That's good.
Yeah. And it was literally just like...
Good Lord, pancakes, man. With cookie dough ice cream.
And it was just like this. This is how it made me feel. (laughs) Like the first bite I took into it was just like,
just like
that was it.
Do 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 do.
Anyway, so let's call it a day there. Thank you for listening. Call it a year, and we'll see you next year. Thank you.
See you next decade, mate. Cheers, head.
All right.